This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We have two important sugyas this morning. The first one regarding eating on Erev Yom Kippur, the mitzvah, the arise of eating Erev Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, four lines into the Mishnah, Amar Koinam Basar She'ini Tayem. Someone says, I aser meat that I'm not going to taste, Ad She'yehei Hatzoyim, until the fast begins. So do they mean that the neder should kick in when the fast begins? Well, then they wouldn't have to start it then, because they can't eat anything when the fast begins. The halacha is Einoi Oisa Asar Ela Ad Lele Tzoyim. They don't mean that it should start until the night of the fast, meaning they don't want it to begin until after the Sudas, until the Sudas Hamafsekes is over. In other words, if the person says, I aser meat that I'm not going to taste until the fast, I'm not going to taste meat until the fast, so do they mean that it should go up until the fast begins? They really wouldn't have to do that because the fast would automatically be included. So what they mean to do is only until the night of the fast, shelo nisgavein zel ela ad shah shaderech bnei adam lecha basar. Meaning the question is, how far, how inclusive is the nether? Does the person mean to aser meat until the fast begins? If they were going to do that, then they wouldn't have to include the fast itself. The fast itself, you can't eat. Do they mean to aser literally up until the fast begins? So the Mishnah seems to be saying that since people typically want to eat before the fast, so then it does not include up until the fast. It does not include up until the fast. Meaning the Sudas Hamafsekes is not included. So the Ran says, Ad Shah Shaderech Bnei Adam Lecha Basar. The Ran says on the fourth white line, Dehainu Erev Yom HaKippurim, Kedetnam Beperek Oisei V'Espenoi, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Af Erev Yom HaKippurim Begalil. V'ha Adifa Mikamaisa, this is better than the first halacha, Sharei Einoi Magia Yisurei Adatzoim, the Isur is not going to reach up till the fast. V'chikatani ad leile hatzoim, when the Mishnah says till the night of the fast, lav dafka. Sharei oichalhumi ba'erev, you're eating in the evening. Ela ad suda shalele hatzoim kamar. Basically until the meal of the Sudas Hamafsekes, which is when? Which is right before the fast begins. So the neder would, if you're saying that you're asering meat until the fast, you mean until the Sudas Hamafsekes before the fast. Which is interesting, because that seems to imply that you're only asering until then, including the night before. It's only you're not asering Erev Yom Kippur. Well, what's the significance? Significance is there's a great debate whether the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur extends to the night before. In other words, Leil Tes. We know there's a mitzvah to eat that day. You wake up in the morning, you have an abridged slichos, you have a mitzvah to eat, you go to the mikvah, it's a mitzvah to eat that whole day. What about the night before? Is it a mitzvah to eat the night before? The Ran implies the nether is going up until the last meal before Yom Kippur, which implies there's only a mitzvah to eat the day of Erev Yom Kippur, not the night before. On the other hand, if you look at Rashi, or we refer to as the Mefarish, Rashi indicates that you mean up until the night before, meaning up until 24 hours before. In other words, you look in the Ran, you look in the Rashi. Rashi says Ela ad leil tzoim ad oisa laila, until that night. Sheyatzum l'macha, that you're going to fast tomorrow. Va'oisa halaila, that night mutar lecha basar, you're allowed to eat meat. In other words, it seems like Rashi is saying the nether goes up until 24 hours before the fast begins. This Rashi seems to be saying the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur includes the night before. Okay, that's not a problem. There could be Machlekes, the Ran, and Rashi. The problem, though, is I just discovered a new sefer this morning. The name of the sefer is Siach HaSada. Now, I have Siach HaSada, but I have Chelek Aleph and Beis. I didn't know there was a Chelek Gimel. Siach HaSada was written by Siach. Siach stands for Shmar Yahu Yosef Chaim. In other words, this is written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky on various topics. I don't have Chelek Gimel. Chelek Gimel is his Ha'aras on Shas. Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked the stira between Rashi in Nedarim and Rashi in Ksubais. Rashi in Ksubais says as follows. Take a look here. Rashi says, regarding Erev Yom Kippur, Rashi says, Shehasuda enoy ad lamachar. The suda is not until the next day. Meaning when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, the suda is not the night before, it's not until the next day. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Ayin Nedarim, Samach Gimel Abayis, Rashi, Ella, that implies that there's a mitzvah to eat the night before. However, so what is Vitzarachian? It's a stira in Rashi. The Ran holds the mitzvahs only that day. Rashi in Ksuba says the mitzvahs only that day. Rashi Nedarim says the mitzvah is the night before. So Reb Chaim says very simply, Ach Yadua Sha'al Nedarim Einoim Rashi. Rashi on Nedarim is not Rashi, so it's not a stira. But I'm interested in that topic. Is there a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur the night before? I thought this was interesting. On the page, it's Machlokes Rashi and the Ran. Okay.
Rashi and Ksubas L'Chayr is saying what the Iker meal is. In the Darm here, he's just saying that because there's a mitzvah to eat all day, so if a person makes a neder, L'Chayr it stops on Erev Yom Kippur from the night, because the whole day is a mitzvah to eat. But Rashi and Ksubas L'Chayr is saying the Iker meal is right before Yom Kippur.
Regarding what? You mean you're trying to answer the Stira and Rashi's?
Yeah.
That Rashi agrees that there's a mitzvah the night before, but he's talking about, well, let's take a look. Let's see. Rashi in Ksubais is Rashi in Ksubais is Daf Hey. What's the context? Let's see. Rashi in Ksubais is Hey Amad Aleph. Divrei Hamaschil is. Let's see. Do you see the Ksubas up here? Islei Ravcha Lishchoit Balaila Shasuda Eina Adlamachar. You're actually not talking about the mitzvah, you're saying. He's talking about if there's time to Shecht. So, okay, the question would be, though, if there's a mitzvah to eat on the night of Yom Kippur, why wouldn't people be shechting for that night? So you're saying, besides, maybe there is a mitzvah, but the reason people eat on Erev Yom Kippur is not only because of the mitzvah, it's also because they don't want to be hungry on the fast. So, therefore, the suda, it requires a bigger suda during the day than the night before. Okay, that's Reb Chaim's Ha'ara between Rashi and Ksubas and the Mefarish and the Darm. Okay, that's one important Nakuda that I wanted to bring to your attention. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.